Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele. I made shirts. My audience. It's time to grab your coffee, sit back, and catch up on what's happening in our neck of the woods. From breaking news to the quirkiest events, we've got the stories that keep you in the know, and of course, a little entertained. Just a little bit. So buckle up. This is your daily dose of Eastern Sierra Now. Fishing enthusiasts, mark your calendar. The 2025 Blake Jones Trout Derby is scheduled for Saturday, March 22nd in Bishop, California. Since 1968, this annual event has been a cherished tradition in the Eastern Sierra. Organizers are preparing nearly $10,000 worth of prizes, including float tubes, Yeti coolers, barbecues, and rod and reel combos generously provided by event sponsors. The Derby features a blind bogey format with categories for all ages. And new additions include a catch and release category and a special raffle for participants who pick up trash while fishing, emphasizing sustainability for future generations. Registration, weigh-ins, and the awards ceremony will take place at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fair and Event Center in downtown Bishop. Fishing will be held at Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River, both regularly stocked with rainbow trout. For more information or to register, visit bishopvisitor.com or contact the Bishop Chamber of Commerce at 760-873-8405. The Bishop Police Department is inviting community members to participate in its second Community Police Academy beginning March 6th. This program offers residents an inside look at local law enforcement operations, fostering understanding and collaboration between the police and the community. Participants will engage in weekly sessions covering various aspects of policing, including patrol procedures, investigations, and community outreach. The Academy aims to build stronger relationships and enhance public safety through education and transparency. Participants must be 21 years or older and successfully complete a background check. Applications will be available starting February 1st. For more details or to enroll, please contact the Bishop Police Department directly. Are you craving authentic Mexican flavors in Bishop, California like I am? Look no further than Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, a family-owned gym serving the community for over 17 years. Located at 2206 North Sierra Highway, Astorga's offers a delightful menu featuring favorites like chili relleno and hearty combination plates with a cozy atmosphere and excellent service. It's the perfect spot for any occasion, open daily from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. They're ready to welcome you for a memorable dining experience. For more information, visit the website at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com or call 760-872-3849. Artists in the Eastern Sierra region have an exciting opportunity to showcase their work. C5 Studios is calling for submissions for an upcoming gallery show. This is a chance for local artists to present their creations to the community and engage with fellow art enthusiasts. Whether you're an established artist or emerging talent, C5 Studios encourages you to submit your work for consideration. This is a winter-themed gallery opening March 7th, and we are excited to see what the artists here have to show. For submission guidelines and deadlines, please visit C5 Studios' official website or contact them directly. Hey, Eastern Sierra, you want to stay in the loop without lifting a finger? Well, grab your coffee and let Eastern Sierra Now do the heavy lifting. Sign up for our email subscription, and we'll deliver all the latest news, events, and updates straight to your inbox. It's like having a VIP pass to everything happening in the Eastern Sierra, minus the endless scrolling, of course. From breaking news to the coolest events and even the quirkiest stories, we got it all. And the best part? You get it first. Because who likes being out of the loop? So, what are you waiting for? Head to easternsierranow.com, sign up, and let the good news roll in. Stay informed, stay entertained, and stay awesome. Taking a little look at the upcoming events in the Eastern Sierra, let's start with the quarterly community meeting in District 1. This meeting will take place today at 5:30 p.m. at the Clint Quilter Consolidated Building, with topics like the animal shelter and homelessness on the agenda. Check out easternsierranow.com for the Zoom link. Also, tonight, learn about our local tribe's history and a variety of social dances at the Numu Social Dance and Cultural Experience at the Mono Art Council Community Center starting at 5:30 p.m. For those concerned about the effects of public safety, power shutoff events, the Inyo and Mono offices of emergency management will be hosting their workshop tomorrow from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Be sure to stop by to voice your concerns and learn more about these practices. Also, starting tomorrow, C5 Art Studios will begin showing the film Live Full, Die Well, a film series exploring life, death, and the human experience. The showing will start at 6 p.m., and the event is offered by a sliding scale starting at $10. Also tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing Company will host their weekly trivia contest starting at 6:30 p.m. Bring your friends, have fun, and maybe win some prizes with my boy, Maurice Cooper. For the music lovers, Liberty Bar and Grill is hosting karaoke tomorrow night, also with my boy, Maurice Cooper, who happens to be the guy that was looking at me through the window right there. It starts at 9 p.m. Don't forget to stop by. Maybe you'll even find you have a hidden talent for singing. I know I found that out about myself. I'm awful. Don't listen to me. Grab your skis, snowboards, or anything that slides, folks. It's a powder party out there. After this weekend's storms, our base depth has been turbocharged to a glorious 50 inches of fresh snow. That's right, 158 trails and 22 lifts are open and spinning across 9 out of our 10 parks. So you got plenty of terrain to shred. In the last 24 hours, Mother Nature has graced us with an extra 1 to 3 inches of fluffy goodness. She did that to me in the last 1 or 3 years too. Bringing the storm total to a solid 5 to 9 inches. Expect partly cloudy skies and moderate winds today. Perfect conditions for showing off your turns. Heads up, chair 23 and the upper panorama gondola might be fashionably late to the party due to weather delays. But don't fret, the lower mountain is dishing out fresh tracks like a DJ on a powder playlist. That's right. For real-time updates on lifts and trails, keep it locked here. Now go carve up that mountain. You've earned it. Love staying connected with the Eastern Sierra. You want to help keep local news alive and thriving? It's time to join the Eastern Sierra now Patreon family. For just a few bucks a month, less than your fancy latte, trust me, I get those, I know, you can support independent journalism that brings you the latest news, events, and stories that matter most to our community. Plus, we got perks. Depending on your level of support, you can snag exclusive content, early access to stories, shout out in the show, maybe a shirt or two. So why not put your dollars where your heart is? Head to patreon.com/EasternSierra now and keep the news flowing. The event's coming and the laughs rolling. Eastern Sierra now. By locals, for locals, powered by you. Moving on to sports, as usual, sponsored by the magnificent Back Alley Bowl and Grill in Bishop. The Bishop JV basketball squad had a busy weekend packed with round-robin action, dramatic finishes, and even a little brotherly rivalry. Let's start with the JV games against Lone Pine last Friday. The girls dominated 24-11. Gonzalez and Arias led the charge, scoring 8 and 9 points respectively, with Boyd rounding out the top scorers at 5 points. Meanwhile, over on the boys' side, the JV squad went toe-to-toe with Lone Pine for the second time this season. Let me tell you, it was a game for the books. This one went into overtime, with the Broncos coming up just short, 50-47. The Kemp family drama took center stage as brothers turned coaches faced off. Ben Kemp lit up the scoreboard with 14 points and 8 rebounds, and Isaac Gutierrez close behind, dropping 12 points and snagging 4 rebounds. Clay John showed nerves of steel, going 4-for-4 from the free throw line for 7 points. Shout out to Ryan Sharkey, Isaac Gutierrez, and Waylon Maris for shutting down Lone Pine's top scorer, holding him to just 8 points, a defensive masterpiece. What's next for the JV boys? A trip to Rosamond for another round-robin showdown with Rosamond, Kern Valley, and Boron. Stay tuned for more courtside chaos and hoop heroics. Next up, let's look back at the JV girls who hit the court at the Boron tournament on Saturday. 4 teams, 3 games, and a roller coaster of scores later, here's how it all played out. Game 1 against Rosamond had the girls fighting hard, but falling short, 21-28. Jasmine Gonzalez led the way with 7 points, with Ellie Boyd and Jenny Arias chipping in 6 each. Game 2 was a nail-biter against Boron, where the Broncos narrowly lost 18-19. Boyd stayed strong with 8 points, and Gonzalez added 4 more to her tally. Game 3 was a tougher battle against Kern Valley, ending 13-23. Boyd continued her streak with 8 points, proving consistency. It's her middle name. These teams showed amazing skill and sportsmanship throughout their games. We can't wait to see what they do next. Quick shout out to Back Alley Bowl and Grill once again for sponsoring this segment. Make sure you guys stop by there. Their food's delicious. No, really. Trust me, I'm not just saying that because it's written on the teleprompter. By the way, if you're interested in voting for the best burger in Inyo or Mono County, head over to easternsierranow.com. Just click on the little burger thing right there. You'll find it. one of the guys you might want to vote for there is the Back Alley Blonde Girl. I don't want to sound biased by any means, but definitely go check it out. And you know what's best? Look at who's been voted for and then go get food there. That's the trick. We're trying to help out the community to get people out to try everybody's food, because then you can decide who's the best burger out there. We're going to have a different food coming up in, oh, just a couple of days. So be ready for that. January 31st is the last for voting for burgers. So better get on that. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today through Wednesday. Bishop, today, expect some sunshine giving way to clouds and chilly conditions with occasional rain and drizzle possible this afternoon. Highs around 44, lows dipping to 23. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cool. It's kind of like me. I'm partly sunny with a high of 50 and a low of 24. And Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, warming up to a high 54, low of 24. Up the hill in Mammoth, we are looking at today some winds in the morning, partly sunny with a high of 29, low of 7. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, temperatures reaching a high of 36, low of 13. And Wednesday, sunny skies continue with a high of 44, low of 11. That sounds like a bluebird day to me, ladies and gentlemen. So whether you're planning to hit the slopes in Mammoth or enjoy the milder weather in Bishop, it looks like a pleasant but chilly start to the week. Stay warm and enjoy the sunshine. And that's a wrap on today's news, folks. Whether you're gearing up for a snow day or just trying to avoid traffic, we got you covered. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all the social media platforms to stay up to date on the latest in the Eastern Sierra. Stay tuned, stay informed, and remember, life's better when you're in the loop. Catch you next time on Eastern Sierra Now.